Thank you, Mr. Chair. Italy aligns itself with the statement delivered by the European Union. I would like to add some remarks in my national capacity. Mr. Chair, Italy remains fully committed to effective multilateral action against the proliferation of weapons of mass destruction. Despite the efforts made, the existence of proliferation programs and networks, the difficulty of securing sensitive material, and the risk that terrorists might get access to them remain major challenges to deal with. In this regard, let me reiterate once again the centrality of the NPT as the cornerstone of the global nuclear non-proliferation regime, as well as the necessity to promote its universalization and strengthen its implementation. The IAEA systems of safeguards is a fundamental component of the nuclear non-proliferation regime and plays an indispensable role in the implementation of the NPT. Italy supports the strengthening of the IAEA safeguards system. Comprehensive safeguards agreement, together with additional protocols, constitute the current verification standard, and Italy continues to call for their universalization without delay. Italy has firmly supported the continued evolution of safeguards, as exemplified by the development of the state-level concept and its consistent and universal implementation. Mr. Chair, we highly appreciate the contribution made by multilateral export control regimes to the goal of preventing proliferation. We also underscore the importance of confidence and security building measures in contributing to the global efforts to curb proliferation risks. In this vein, we support the Hague Code of Conduct against ballistic missile proliferation and continue to encourage its universalization. Mr. Chair, Italy supports the inalienable rights of all state parties to the NPT to benefit from the peaceful uses of nuclear energy. This right should be exercised according to the highest standards of safeguard, safety, and security, to which we attach the utmost importance. Strengthening nuclear security is a priority for us. We highly value the global dialogue on this topic in different fora. Mr. Chair, Italy remains deeply concerned by the increasing risks of weapons of mass destruction falling into the hands of non-state actors, particularly in relation to terrorist acts. In this respect, we support the strengthening of the 1540 committee mechanism to increase national capacities in the implementation of non-proliferation measures, and we stress the need to build upon the positive outcome of the review of the UN Resolution 1540 regime as embodied in UN Security Council Resolution 2325. We reiterate our support for the universal and full implementation of all relevant international instruments. In particular, we underline the importance of the International Convention on the Suppression of Acts of Nuclear Terrorism, and we encourage all states to become party to this agreement and to comply fully with its provision. Italy deeply values the entry into force of the 2005 amendment to the Convention on the Physical Protection of Nuclear Materials, as it enhances the scope of the Convention and expands cooperation among states in countering the risk of nuclear terrorism. Thus, it represents an essential step in strengthening nuclear security. We encourage the states party to the Convention that have not already done so to promptly ratify the amendment. In this field, we actively support some concrete operational initiatives. For example, we will organize in September this year an exercise in the framework of the Mediterranean Initiative or the Proliferation Security Initiative. I thank you, Mr. Chair.